Okay, this is it right here. This is it. It's pretty amazing how when you really get into some serious reflecting and contemplation and cognition and all that stuff. Recog. You turn the truth over in your mind over and over and over and over. It's pretty amazing. So everything's a copy machine. So if you go and look at your copy machine at your office or at home or whatever, it's pretty much everything. God made man in his image, right? God made man in his image. It's a copy machine. So the narcissist Jezebel is trying to make you into a copy of them. Everybody is trying to make copies, right? The man and the woman have a baby, they make a copy. Everybody's trying to make a copy of themselves. If you're saved, you're trying to point people to Jesus to make copies of Jesus. If you're not saved, you think the world thinks like you, and you think that you're the epitome and pride, and they try to make copies of themselves, whether it's a narcissist, Jezebel, whatever. But God is restoring all things to himself through Christ. He's bringing all things back to himself. So a copy is being made of everything's a copy, right? It's a fractal holographic copy. You might say, well, how can the unsaved be a copy of Jesus? Well, how can the devil and his angels be a copy of Jesus? Okay, so the fallen angels and the devil, they're going to burn forever in hell, right? They're going to burn. Now, if you read the Old Testament, they had wave offerings, they had meat offerings, they had all kinds of offerings, right? Burnt offering, libation, pouring out offering. So Jesus fulfilled all the offerings. Jesus fulfilled all the offerings. So the wood, hay, and stubble has to burn up, right? So that has to burn outside the camp. And so the devil and his angels, they have to burn forever as an offering. Types and shadows of Christ becoming sin for us, becoming an offering for us. He died for us. Kinsman Redeemer, right? So everything's an offering back to God. And so a narcissist actually wants you to burn in hell with them. A sociopath wants you to burn in hell with them. A psychopath wants you to burn in hell with them. They want you to burn with them. They got to burn forever. The smoke of their torment rises forever. Why? It's a copy. Jesus became an offering for us. He took our place. He rose from the dead. But they got to, because they're sinners, they got to burn forever. Where the worm never dies. Two things happen at the cross. The negative part, the bad part, becoming sin for us, and the good part, rising from the dead, resurrection. So you got death and resurrection everywhere. And so they got to burn forever. That's their part, the offering. It's just the way it is. The hell was not created for man, but the devil and his angels. And so that tells you that all that stuff happened before man. And so the devil, so a lot of these people who are deceived by the devil, it wasn't God's intention for man to be deceived by the devil. And so, but the devil is going out through the whole world, seeing who he can deceive. He's going to be bound for 1,000 years, but then he's going to be let loose again. And again, he's going to go to the kings of the earth and see who he can deceive. He's going to gather them together against the camp of the saints. And God's going to burn them up. You better not touch God's elect. Sinner man, sinner woman, you better not touch God's elect, because you will get burnt. God scourges every son he receives, but you touch the elect, you're going to get burnt. You try to put a curse on the elect, it's going to bounce back off the blood of Jesus and hit you between the eyes, you know. It's going to hit you. I wouldn't mess with the elect. Because the elect are called out. The out-called. The called out ones. The outcalled. I had a weird situation show up here, so I had to kind of, let me put them on pause. The outcalled, the elect. So, God has called his elect out. And when Wile E. Coyote tries to attack Roadrunner, it just ricochets and hits him back between the eyes. He don't know what's going on. He don't even know why he's doing it. Because the flesh has to persecute the spirit. They don't even know why they're doing it. But the Bible says in Galatians, I'm pretty sure it's in Galatians, the flesh persecutes the spirit. The flesh persecutes the spirit. It has to. It's part of the program. The lamb slain before the foundation world. There was the negative side where Jesus had to become sin for us. And then there's the positive side. He rose from the dead, sent back the Holy Spirit. So you got the negative and the positive at the sine wave, at the cross. And so the flesh has to persecute the spirit because of what happened at the cross. And so they don't even know why they're doing it. These trolls, the gang stalkers, they can't stop. They can't stop. They don't even know why they're doing it. The legalists, the Jezebels, the Wiccans. The Wiccans follow me like crazy. And they can't stop. They can't stop. They're controlled by a program. Why would the Wiccans and the New Age people follow me when I say it's Jesus alone and I show the code points back to Jesus? I destroyed gematria. I destroyed all their codes and showed you that it's a creation code pointing back to the word, the logos, the lo and behold G, the operating system. The operating system's G. It is finished. Golgotha. That's the operating system. And I show them that. And I show them that they're persons per the Son. The reason they're a person is per the Son. And I show them that they're characters in the script, your script, scripture. And they still can't, they don't want to hear, they don't want to hear that. And then I tell them they're sinners and their sin stinks to the eye of heaven. They need to be saved. Or they're going to burn forever. And they don't want to hear that part, but they keep coming back. Why? The flesh persecutes the spirit. They can't stop. They're running by a program. And they can't stop. It's a trip, to be honest with you. The flesh persecutes the spirit, and they cannot stop. It's just Wile E. Coyote. And it ricochets. Every time they try to get you, it just bounces off, and it hits them in the head, and they spin around, and then they come back about 6 months later or a month later, and they try again. And they fail every time. And, you know, The Pentecostals will do that. They'll come around and try to get you to believe you can lose your salvation, all kinds of stuff. And you say, well, can you lose yours? And they say, no. And you say, well, can I lose mine? Yeah. So why are you? They think they're God. That's why. They take verses out of context. So everything's a copy machine. The flesh is trying to make copies of the flesh, and the spirit is trying to make copies of the spirit. That's it in a nutshell. And so let's say a spirit-filled man meets up with a flesh creature woman, and she thinks, oh, he's handsome. He's got a good job. Yeah, let me paint my face and let me go over there and try to hook him. Let me put on my painted face and try to hook him. And so she's a flesh creature and she's talking to a spirit creature. And every time she opens her mouth, he thinks, man, she might be good looking in the natural, but she's ugly in the spiritual. And so he's repelled by her because she is nothing but a natural beast. Her god is her belly. And that's all she is. Her god is her belly. There's nothing to her. I mean, there's nothing lovely about her. It's just brute beast, you know? What happens when her physical appearance goes away? And the inner person is just ugly as all get out, you know. Anyway, long story short, that's what it is. It's a copy. So anytime you're dealing with a narcissist or a Jezebel or a legalist, remember, a legalist wants to put you under law because they're under law. A narcissist wants to split your mind because they got a split mind. A Jezebel wants to turn you into an Ahab because Ahab is another Jezebel spirit. And so everything that they're doing is what they are. They're trying to make copies of themselves. That's it in a nutshell.